Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Insights and Published Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so thrilled today because I have my dear friend and amazing author, Christian Closer. Christian is a spiritual guide, award-winning author, transformational book coach, whose on-the-spot guidance transforms the lives of visionary entrepreneurs and authors around the world. She's fast become the leader of the transformational author movement, which began with the Transformational Author Experience and Writing Contest in May 2011. In addition to writing books and articles, Christine has been featured in the Los Angeles Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Atlanta Constitution Journal, Leadership Excellence, Fox News, Forbes.com, and Entrepreneur.com. The list goes on and on, and she's a regular columnist for Published Magazine. Her books and publications have received numerous awards, including the Nautilus Book Silver Award, Pinnacle Book Award, National Best Books Award, and the Apex Award for Publishing Excellence. And Christine, I'm so thrilled to have you here with us today.
Me too, Vicki. You know, I always love connecting with you.
I know. I feel the same, and I'm so thrilled for everyone who has not experienced your wonderful presence to be able to do that today. So, you know, I wanted to start, Christine, if you could just share, how did you first get into book publishing?
Perhaps how anyone gets into book publishing, sort of by accident. It certainly wasn't anything that I thought I would do. What I did know, and this was back in 2003, I knew that I wanted to be a published author. At the time, I happened to also be the founder and director of a very healthy women's networking group for entrepreneurs in Los Angeles. So at one of the live events that I was doing, a one-day seminar, I just said, okay, you know, I stood in the front of the room and I asked people to raise their hands, like, who's sick and tired of saying that they're going to get published in a book, that they're going to write and become an author and never doing it? And I had about 40 women in the room raise their hand and give me their business cards and say that they wanted to get published. This was... Like I said, 2003, Chicken Soup for the Soul was all the rage, and I thought, if they can put together an anthology of stories, so can I. And I did. And late 2004, my first book came out called Inspiration to Realization, and it featured 40 women, including myself, from that networking group. And that was my first jaunt into publishing, sort of inspired by my husband, who had decided in 2002 that he wanted to write a book. So I think I just caught it from him and dipped my toe in the water, and it kept calling me.
My goodness, that's just incredible to have that concept and then drive that to such a successful positioning, not only for yourself, but for so many other women in your networking group. What a great story.
It was fun. I just have to say, the interesting thing about it was, like a lot of authors, I thought it would be one and done. Like, okay, check, you know, that's off my bucket list. become a published author. I think, you know, 80% of the population in North America, according to some surveys, say that they want to write a book. Well, I checked it off my bucket list. But that very first book that I ever published was reviewed in the print edition of Entrepreneur Magazine right after it came out. I mean, a close to impossible thing happening, this rookie author, self-published book, right there reviewed an Entrepreneur. And when that happened is when other people said, well, when's the next one? And I'm like, what do you mean next one? Like, I wasn't prepared for that. But I like to say yes, so I said yes to the next one and have since, you know, published hundreds of authors from around the world in amazing anthologies and helped, you know, many, many more write their own books as well.
Wow, that's just so incredible that it started that momentum toward, you know, a whole new arena of creative expression for you and has helped so many others. So, you know, you are really pioneering the transformational author movement. And how did you land where you are now in doing that?
Oh, grace. You know, the divine hand in the journey of my life is how I feel like I got here. You know, I had, after publishing, like I said, hundreds of authors in these anthologies, I kept having authors ask me to help them write their own books. And I said no for 2 years, then finally said yes, and created the award-winning Get Your Book Done program, which is like a paint-by-numbers, very transformational process that guides people through from book idea to manuscript ready for production. And the whole book thing just kept growing, but it always, honestly, it felt like a little bit of a stepchild to me, like something that I just kept at arm's length that I did on the side. And eventually, once my own signature book, The Freedom Formula, came out, I brought in a partner to help me with the publishing because I knew that that's not what I was supposed to do. I was really here to help people transform in a deeper way. So I brought in a partner. For 2 years, we had a lovely partnership, really wonderful. And after 2 years, it just became clear that it wasn't really meant to be that we continued working together. I write about that in my Pebbles in the Pond chapter. But it was actually a very difficult time of my life. And I let go of the publishing entity that I had started back in 2004 in the dissolution of that partnership. It just became clear that, if I can use the word God, God was really saying, let go. I've got your back. There's something else so much bigger and so much better than what you can see now, but you have to trust me and you have to release everything that you have known yourself to be and every aspect of the business that you knew. And that was, at least to this point in my life, the hardest thing that I've ever done. And as soon as I let go and realized I don't have anything, I have, you know, my list, I don't have an entity, I don't have a business, I don't have the name that I had been working under for years, none of it. I just have my mind, I have my heart, I have my soul, and I have a little bit of a list and the trademark of my program, Get Your Book Done. I was down to basically nothing but that. And in that space, I spent hours, days, weeks, really going through a very powerful personal process, which involved some very deep meditation. And in the meditation, I kept getting this nudge to bring back to life a name that had come to me in 2010, which was this term transformational author and the transformational author experience. It was a name that resonated with me in 2010, but a lot of my marketing colleagues said, it stinks, it's horrible, no one will buy it. So I didn't do it in 2010, thank goodness, because that too would have gone with the company that I released in the partnership dissolution. But it didn't happen in 2010. So in 2011, when I was in this place, this transformational author experience kept pushing me. And within 90 days of feeling that push, the transformational author experience was birthed, featuring amazing teachers like Sonia Choquette and Gay Hendricks and Robert Allen and, you know, many of the people that you've seen in published magazines through my column. And we brought in nearly 10,000 authors from around the world to participate in that training. More than 300 authors participated in the Transformational Author Writing Contest, winning publishing packages with Hay House's Balboa Press and critiques from Eckhart Tolle's publisher of The Power of Now. It just, this whole movement started happening. And I can't really take ownership that I created it. It was something that was there to be done. And I allowed myself to really be used for the purpose of giving a voice to transformational authors. And not only has it radically transformed my life, but, I mean, the thousands of lives that have been impacted at the very beginning of this movement that is really just getting started.
So in going through this tremendous transition and truly transforming your life, it opened the door to, again, allow all this creativity and sense of expression of at the deepest level for all of these people all over the world who really had a deep desire to be authors.
In unbelievable, miraculous ways. Every day I get blown away by what is happening. And I just had the great blessing this early in March to be at my transformational author retreat with nearly 50 of my clients. And they were there from Malaysia and Guatemala and Paraguay and the UK and Australia and Dubai and, you know, every corner of the world to come together and be in this vibration of birthing their transformation and their transformational book. It's the greatest honor that I could ever be given to be doing the work that I do.
Well, Christine, this is obviously so powerful, such a powerful movement globally. Can you explain exactly what is the transformational author experience?
I will. Well, the Transformational Author Experience is an annual event started in May of 2011. Again, May 2012. I'm already booking speakers through May of 2013. But it's a two-week, free, very intensive and robust virtual training that teaches transformational authors everything they need to know about writing a book that makes a difference, building a business around that book, how to have an impact with your book, of course, for the readers of your book, but beyond, to really elevate the perspective and connect with how your book can truly help make a difference for humanity by contributing the positive vibrations and messages that your book will bring. So it's a soup to nuts, A to Z, inspirational, practical, tactical, motivational and transformational free training for authors around the world.
That is so incredible. What an incredible contribution. And so many have become transformational authors because of this experience that you offer.
Yes.
What does that really mean to be a transformational author?
Oh, well, you know, I had to ask myself that question, of course. Like, the term hit in 2010, I didn't know what that was. And then in 2011, when I really started investigating, what is this and what am I here to do with this? Just show me what this is, please. And the clarity came, again, in meditation one morning, where my best ideas come. And I got that being a transformational author happens on four levels. The first level being that you take on authorship as a transformational experience for yourself, that you are not just writing a book to kind of, you know, slam bang something fast, you know, just to get it done and get it out, but you are taking on the experience of excavating and sharing your message, knowing that when you do it consciously from the place of it being a transformational process, your life changes. I have never met an author who has taken on this process, this step number one of their own transformation, who they become through writing, that hasn't been blown away by what's unfolded for them. So that's the first level. The second level of transformation that an author really needs to be looking at is the transformation of their readers. When you can truly connect your heart with the transformation you want your reader to have, and oftentimes that is the transformation that you've been through yourself. But when you can connect with what the reader's transformation is that you yearn for them, for their freedom, for their healing, for their success, and you infuse and write every word of your manuscript with that reader's transformation in mind, they feel it when they read it. And they do have the transformation that you want for them, that you wish for them. So that's the second level, a true commitment to your reader's transformation. Then the third level of transformation is that of your business. Because in order for you to have the greatest possible impact that you can have, it's not just about being a published author and writing the book. It is about the business that you create to support the message of that book and facilitate transformation for your audience in a deeper way. It happens on one level with the book, but then when the book opens the door to them actually coming and work with you in person or coaching with you or coming to one of your events or getting one of your products or programs, you help them go deeper. So you've got to also be looking at how do you want this book to transform your business. I often refer to a book as the key to the engine of your business. So it's critical to bring that piece into the mix for being a transformational author. And then the fourth level, the level perhaps that excites me the most, is the transformation of the world through your book. Now, for some people, they think, well, what is, you know, what difference is my book going to make? But I have to tell you, I have a fabulous quote on the back of my new book, Pebbles in the Pond, and it's a Gandhi quote that says, a small body of determined spirits, fueled and fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. And I believe that each book that gets published and put out into the world contributes to this small body of determined spirits that, in fact, can alter the course of history. Maybe not individually, but collectively. That's why the title of my book is Pebbles in the Pond. If we all contribute our pebble, we all put our voice out, you better believe that we can collectively have an impact on the future of humanity and the way that the world works. There's never been a time that our positive and inspirational and transformational messages have been needed than right now. So I think that books have the power to cause that great shift. Be a part
My
of it.
My goodness.
Sure.
That is. So powerful when you think of the fact that it covers so much, the internal and then the external, and then expands to have the capability to change the world. That is just absolutely awesome, Christine. It's awesome.
Well, it's certainly what fires me up, you know? I mean, I'd be lying if I said anything other than that, because it really does. I believe that with every cell of my being. And until I bridged that gap in my own heart, books were always at arm's length, because what I care about the most is the personal transformation of the people that I work with and how that ultimately helps transform the world. That is my greatest passion. But until the space opened, when everything vacated my life except for my wonderful husband and daughter. But when that space opened, that's when I could see, wait a second, these are not two different things. Because who are the people who want to make the biggest difference in the world? They are the authors. It is the people who feel they have that message to share. So why don't I bridge my passion for personal and global transformation with my expertise and my knowledge and my systems and my know-how of what it takes to write a book and get it out in the world? Why don't I just bridge the two? And that was when the heavens just opened for me, and, you know, anything that had ever been holding me back just like vanished, and miracle after miracle after miracle started happening. That's what made the difference, is when I equated books to global transformation, that's when the game changed for me and my clients.
That is incredible. Again, so powerful. So how does being a transformational author really differ from other types of authors?
Well, you know, a lot of people who go about writing a book oftentimes will go about it by looking outside of themselves. Like, they'll do a ton of research, and they'll study, and they'll read, and they'll gather all this information on a topic that they have interest in, and then they'll put it into a book. You know, they're reading blogs and on Wikipedia and interviewing people and doing all this. Well, a transformational author is a little bit different, because 99% of the ideas that will be in your book will be your individual thoughts, your own personal experience, your life stories. You're not going to be, maybe, of course, you'll be accenting what it is you're teaching with sources from the outside, but really your book is already written on your heart. Like, it's, if you're resonating with anything I'm saying here, your book is already written on one level. And your job as a transformational author is simply to clear anything that's in the way of having that book come out. And I got to tell you, it really is miraculous what happens when you just clear the space, because you will discover the book is already there. This happened for one of my clients that was just at my retreat, had been struggling. A wonderful, amazing, my personal healer, energy healer, he's out of Colorado, a gentleman called Ken Stone, named Ken Stone. And Ken had been struggling. He's like, I just don't know what I'm going to write. He came to the retreat and literally in a half-hour writing exercise got the entire vision for his book, and he has been writing an hour every day since. Because the book, it's just flowing. It's just coming out of him with no effort. But he, you know, that's the beauty of being a transformational author. When you clear the stuff that's in the way, you excavate the book that's already there. And it's an amazing, amazing process.
That is so beautiful. And since you're really the expert in this transformational author experience and movement, tell us a little bit about some of the transformational books you've written, Christine.
Oh, thank you. You know, I just recently, actually the day that we're doing this interview, I just found out that my most recent book, Beyond Mindset, just got listed on Amazon today. So I have a book called Beyond Mindset, Everyday Inspiration to Help You Remember What Your Heart Already Knows. As you can tell, I'm someone who believes that we already have inside of us everything that we need, and there's just stuff in the way. And Beyond Mindset is just a collection of, you know, just over 200 little nuggets of wisdom, little daily inspirations that you can flip open the book to any page on any day and receive exactly the message that you're meant to receive to help you move forward in that day. So that book is Beyond Mindset. The first transformational book that I published on my own was called The Freedom Formula, How to Put Soul in Your Business and Money in Your Bank. The amazing thing about that book, besides the incredible content, is that I had Neil Donald Walsh, the author of Conversations with God, write the foreword for me. It was all about integrating spirituality and, you know, practical, tactical business. I believe firmly in praying and moving your feet, and that's what the Freedom Formula was about. And then the book I'm most passionate about right now is this book called Pebbles in the Pond, Transforming the World One Person at a Time. It's a collection of 45 amazing stories from, you know, some of the authors I mentioned earlier, Ariel Ford, Robert Allen, Sonia Choquette, Marcy Shimoff, and 40 of my personal clients from every corner of the world. And that book is definitely creating waves, and it's incredible. Yeah, it's Pebbles in the Pond. So that's the most recent one. And I think perhaps the most impactful book that I've done to date, because the ripples and the power of one person's story to transform another's life is really evident in Pebbles in the Pond.
That's so fantastic. And is Pebbles in the Pond now available?
You can go to pebblesinthepondbook.com. Again, pebblesinthepondbook.com. And depending upon the timing of when you're hearing this, you can always go get 4 free sample chapters just to check it out and get a feel for the book. Or you can pre-order the book there or buy it if it's after May 20th that you're getting this information.
Oh, that's fantastic. It just sounds like such a must-read for everyone, but particularly those that are really want to express themselves in writing and in creating that within a book. So what motivates you to help authors to write their transformational books?
I know firsthand by going through it myself many times and having coached authors through it just how powerful the process is. Writing a transformational book truly is a game changer. I believe it's the single most powerful process that anyone can put themselves through to get clarity on their purpose, their message, to build their confidence, to gain credibility, to have an impact in the world, you know, their immediate world in terms of the immediate people who read it and the larger world that we've been talking about. But I just feel like everyone has a story to share. You know, and for me personally, you know, I was never encouraged to share my story. You know, as I was growing up, I didn't even really know that people had stories. I didn't know that, you know, it was okay to face a challenge and to work through it and be willing to talk about it. I always thought that we kept, you know, our difficulties and things to ourselves. And what I've come to discover, and as I did in Pebbles in the Pond, I mean, my chapter is called The Best Worst Time of My Life, because it was the best time of my life, and it was the worst time of my life. And it was, you know, it was, I finally felt safe enough and strong enough and courageous enough within myself to share my message. And I know that power, and I have seen author after author after author just wake up to the magnificent being that they are through writing their book. And every time I see a client just wake up and step into their full presence, it's just like, all right, you know, what else do we have to do to give, you know, to help more people have this experience? And there's nothing like seeing someone wake up to truly who they're here to be and owning it and moving forward and sharing it in the world. It's like, you know, almost as amazing as giving birth to my own daughter is watching my clients step into their truth and be willing and courageous enough to share it. It's a blessing beyond words.
You inspire so many, and it's evident that through this amazing work that you're doing and finding your purpose in life, even though it was through a transition that may have been somewhat difficult, it's just incredible that the space that you've created for others to do the same.
Yeah.
Really, really amazing. Very inspiring.
Well, oftentimes what I find is, you know, we go through life and we put up all these, you know, we put up walls to protect ourselves and stay safe and keep our hearts from being broken and keep ourselves, you know, protected from ridicule or criticism. And we, you know, build ourselves, I think, into these, at least this was my experience, I kind of built myself into not really feeling okay just being who I am. I had to, you know, make everything look a certain way. And I swear, when I wrote my chapter for Pebbles in the Pond, The Best Worst Time of My Life, every word I wrote, I could feel it taking out a nail from that wall. And, you know, I could feel when a board of that wall just dropped as I wrote. And that is a great gift. People can completely transform and heal and free themselves by taking on the journey of being a transformational author like nothing else I've seen. I mean, I'm laughing because one of my clients who was at my transformational author retreat, you know, came in with her arms crossed, very skeptical, this stuff doesn't work, nothing's going to be different. And then after the retreat was over, she sent me this amazing letter sharing how, you know, even decades of intensive therapy didn't bring her the healing that 3 days at the Transformational Author Retreat brought her. And, you know, the book is going to come out of her now after her own transformation occurred so powerfully. I mean, like, watch out. You know, it's amazing to see what happened. Like, it's just like, it's amazing.
Oh, I should say, and just again, so unbelievably powerful of the lives you're touching with the work you're doing. It's just really mind-blowing. So what do you hope to leave behind in this great work that you're doing in the writing?
You know, big picture, I really hope to just play out the role that I'm here to play in helping to shift the consciousness of humanity. I mean, ultimately, that's what I feel like I'm here to do. To aid, you know, just to put my own pebble in the pond, contribute the unique gifts that I'm meant to bring and contribute for, you know, the world that we all dream of. You know, one that isn't about competition, but cooperation. One that isn't about hate and fear and lack, but is of love and camaraderie and friendship and abundance and, you know, every living being living an incredible, valuable life. That is the legacy that I want to leave, that by the time I, you know, transcend this body, that I see a world that is filled with a lot more love than it is now.
Mm. That is absolutely beautiful, Christine. And you're certainly contributing to that in such an enormous way already. I was wondering if you have like a favorite tip or exercise to help people with this transformational process.
Absolutely. And it's going to be asking you to answer four questions. We've already touched on them earlier here, but I'm going to reiterate them again, and you will definitely want to take some time in your journal or on your computer, however you prefer to write. But answer these four questions. Number one, what is the transformation I want for myself in the process of becoming a published author? Number two, what is the transformation that I want for my readers to receive through my book? Number three, what is the transformation I want for my business so I can be of more service to others? Of course, while creating an abundant and wonderful life for yourself. We're not talking about self-sacrificial service here. And then the fourth question to answer is, what is the transformation that I want for the world through me contributing my message in the form of a book? What is then possible for the world through me?
Mm. That's so unbelievably powerful from the standpoint of developing clarity. Thank you so much for sharing that, Christine. So, I mean, since you're working with people all the time and helping them do this, develop this clarity and this ability for transformation for themselves and others, do you have a success story that's a favorite of yours, either for yourself or for others, that you could share with us?
You know, I have to say it's collectively the authors in Pebbles in the Pond. They gathered and, you know, answered the call, if you will, to step forward and write their books last August of 2011. And I have had the miraculous blessing of working very closely with them on phone calls, and the vast majority of them at the retreat, the Transformational Author Retreat in March. And I mean, collectively, they are not the same people that they were when they said yes back in August. They have amazed themselves. Some of them have not only, you know, contributed their chapter and, you know, are getting published in Pebbles in the Pond, but in the same six, seven months, have also written and completed their own books, are on the verge of having them published. I mean, there are people who didn't even have a web presence before, who now have websites and opt-in pages. People who never were on social media, never blogged, never felt like they could share their message anywhere, who are owning their voice and putting it out all across the internet. You know, they're booking their first ever media interviews. Some of them have already been published in print publications. It's absolutely astonishing. And it's even interesting that there's this one, oh my gosh, dear Dr. Rose, my client in Malaysia. She was so sweet at the retreat. She said, you know, she said, I don't know what's happening, but I actually don't feel that it's critical for me to write my book. She's like, is there something wrong with me? I'm like, absolutely not. What's happening is you are living. You have become the living embodiment of your message. And that is the greatest gift of someone in this process. And when she got that, it was just amazing. Yes, she'll be published in Pebbles. Maybe she'll write her book. Maybe she won't. But in the process, she became the living embodiment of her message, which is a message of love and compassion. And it exudes out of every cell of her being when you just sit in her presence. And that wasn't so in August when she said yes. These are the things that happen.
What a fantastic, fantastic success story. So I'm sure so many hearing this and reading this will be interested in knowing how they can get more of this great information and great wisdom that you share, Christine. Where can they go to find out more about the Transformational Author Experience?
I would encourage you all to go to transformationalauthor.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's the entry point. That's just the beginning. There's so much more than just what you see there, but that is absolutely the entry point for you to come in and join the movement. Be a part of it.
Oh, fantastic. Just the beginning of all that magic that happens with this unbelievable, powerful movement. Christine, do you have any closing comments or thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Just for those of you who feel that you have that book inside of you, but you don't know what to do, you're lacking in confidence, challenged every time you sit down to write, I'm just going to encourage you to trust the entire process that you're in, to dig a little bit deeper and connect truly with the four questions that we just covered and to go for it. It's totally okay to feel a little bit scared. It's totally okay to feel a little bit like, oh my gosh, who am I to do this? It's all absolutely, perfectly fine and common for many authors, but just please, please, please don't let it stop you. There is someone right now who needs the message to be delivered in only the way that you can deliver it from your unique perspective. Nobody else on the planet can write your book. Doesn't matter if there's 1,000 books on the topic. Your book hasn't been written because you are the only one who can write it. So do. Write that book.
Christine, thank you so much. It is always such a pleasure and such a powerful experience to be with you. So I really appreciate the generosity of your wisdom and your time and everything that you've shared with us today.
Really, Vicki, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you for the opportunity to share it.